Hey, welcome to the Cowardly Podcast, number 55.
Woo!
We're more than halfway there to the end. Goodness.
We're going to make it, aren't we?
45 to go.
45 to go. That well, was, we could start doing like 2 a month, and then it'll be even faster.
It'll only take 2 years.
Yeah.
All right, that was Bill Cosby, or Pokemon Bill Cosby version. Remixed from his little thing from The Simpsons.
Yeah,
there was another rap version where they made like a longer song out of his 3 seconds on the show.
This is good. Nice and short and sweet.
Yep. Pretty funny. Listen to it a lot.
Pokemon stuff is always funny.
Oh yeah. See, if we made that first.
Yeah, I know.
And then people would come to our site a lot.
If only. We capitalized on Pokemon popularity.
I was thinking about the Pokemon videos we made.
Yeah.
Or that you made.
Yeah.
And well, it's funny because the first one, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the things that brought a lot of people to the site and made a lot of people watch our stuff.
Yeah.
And then that was the beginning.
Yeah.
Then you made the third one, which is the end of it. And it's the one that's tearing all those people apart. Every once in a while, you get a comment that says, "I hate you guys. That's it. I'm done." Why? Why did you do that to me?
Oh. How about the second one? People seem to like that one, too.
We don't get comments on that one anymore.
Oh.
So the first one is always, "What happened to the audio?" "Oh, just do this." And the third one is, "What have you guys done?" "It was just a joke."
We're kind of mean, in a way.
Well, only from one video.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one's not our fault. It's YouTube's fault.
Yeah.
For messing around with their video player all the time.
I think quite a few of our old movies are busted.
Yeah.
I think Ashby is like out of sync and...
No, that was another YouTube problem again. Because I remember, I think it was the 2008 Ashby.
Yeah.
Where it was every time you uploaded QuickTime files, they would go out of sync. Yeah. And so that was one of them until they started making their player kind of better.
I remember there was a comment that was like, "I don't like this version as much. It doesn't seem to be in sync."
Well, sorry.
That's how I wanted it to be, though.
Yeah, that's director's choice. That's
director's choice. Director's cut. But all the audio out of sync.
Yeah.
You see, there's a director's cut of the Justin Bieber movie.
Already?
Re-released in theaters.
Wait, what? That movie just came out like a week ago.
I know.
What?
Because it was so immensely popular.
Oh, and speaking of the Justin Bieber movie, apparently the director of that movie is going to direct G.I. Joe 2.
Hey!
Yay!
You going to watch it?
John Chu or something.
Oh. Is Biebs going to be in it?
Probably. He's going to be the Duke or whatever his name is.
Count Dooku.
Or Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes is like badass son or something like that.
Yeah. They're at the end of the movie, they're going to finally reveal who Snake Eyes is.
It's going to be Justin Bieber.
Exactly. And he's going to be, "Hey, baby, baby." Or whatever that song
baby,
is.
Baby, oh, yeah. Baby, oh. When did he become popular? It's like it kind of stuck up on me.
He came out of YouTube.
He came out of YouTube?
I think some other person watched his video and said, "I like you."
Was it Usher?
I think it was Usher.
Oh. See, so maybe... Yeah. See, like, that could have been us. Like, Usher could have seen Pokemon. Like, "I like these guys." And taken us on as, like...
But for us, it would protege. It'd be like John Lasseter and Brad Bird.
No, Usher. You're saying Usher doesn't know his animation or comedy?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong.
What would he do with us?
He'd play. We'd like learn how to dance from him.
I like that Pokemon thing.
I want to teach these kids how to dance.
Be the one which in the relationship with you. That's what you do.
Pokemon.
Yeah, he'll make like Pokemon R&B version.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
I'd be like dancing on the chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still remember that video because I remember Rock and Jonathan and Richard were trying to, and Patrice were trying to recreate the dance or something.
Oh no, that was you? My dance crew.
That was your dance crew.
We had the dance project where we had to make up a dance, and I was with all the Filipino people, and they're like, "Let's just copy that Usher video." Yeah, that's good. We can do that. Chairs. And we practiced it like once, and we tried to figure it out, and we barely did anything. I said, "Okay, that's good." And then we couldn't do it in class, and the teacher made us stop.
She's just like, stop, don't try anymore.
Either that or she figured we were copying something.
Oh.
Cause we were like,
who was it?
I don't know.
Magic?
No, exactly. The thing is when we had Miss Mangicaselli doing the gym class.
Oh.
Or at least the dance portion.
That's good. That
was fun. Why did they make us learn to dance?
It's important. So one day, maybe you'll get a chance at working with Usher. That's what life is all about.
I guess they have to cover all their bases in elementary school.
I know.
Just in case someone has aspirations to become a dancer, then their parents can't complain.
Yeah.
You didn't teach my kids those Usher moves.
Now they're a failure at life.
He's not grabbing his crotch properly.
See, I guess every parents have their priorities, you know, what they want their kid to be good at and to study. So, you know, some will want them to be dancing. Sure. Some will want them to do math. Others, nap time.
Yeah.
It's important. That's what's fun about being an elementary teacher. You get to do everything poorly.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. When you look back at your elementary school days, just remember how poorly done everything was.
Yeah. It's awesome.
How they said, if you don't know it, just look in the back of the book for the answers.
I don't know. I think it almost seemed like a new thing for us when we hit like grade 6 or whatever and you get the math books and they'd answer in the back. It's like, wow, we can just cheat. Then they were like, show your work. Like, oh.
Oh, man. So many requirements at school.
Yeah. Apparently, it's even tougher now.
I know, full day kindergarten.
Oh. And those a lot of more standardized testing and stuff.
We never did standardized testing.
Well, that's why they have it now. I'm saying it's harder now. I think we did something. Didn't we do, like,
I don't know.
EQAO?
That was stupid. We have, for those people out there who don't know, we have a literacy test.
Oh yeah.
And you, if you don't pass it, you can't graduate high school. And it's the dumbest test.
Do you remember what
it's was like? That? All these weird requirements. They had to teach us how to write the test.
Oh
like,
yeah.
If they give you 3 lines to write your answer, you better write it on 3 lines, no more, no less. Otherwise, they'll think you're a dummy who can't follow instructions. You'll lose points. It was like the way they grade it sounds like a gymnastics event.
I know.
You didn't put your arms out the right length when you landed. I'm sorry. Deductible.
That's Canadian education.
That's it. That's all it is.
Ontarian. If you're coming to Canada, move to PEI.
Yeah, they just teach you how to grow potatoes
and to golf.
Yeah. When I went there, I mean, I was only there for 4 days, but wait, potatoes and golf.
That was it.
That was pretty much it.
That's all you need.
You could drive around that whole province in about 2 hours.
That's kind of cool. If you had to live in any other province, where would you live?
Somewhere in the Maritimes.
The Maritimes? But more specifically...
not PEI.
Nova Scotia?
Nova Scotia.
Cool.
I don't know why.
Because it has a cool name. Because it's like a superhero.
You're close enough to PEI to not have to live in it, but you can go there to golf.
To golf and eat potatoes. Easily.
Yeah. It's good.
What's like Nova Scotia known for? They have nothing.
Confederation Bridge. Which I saw from the PEI side.
Woo! So that's your Canadian history lesson.
Yeah. Just stay away from the French people and live in the Maritimes where it's nice.
Or America.
No. Or you know, if you're going to live in America, then live in Connecticut where you're close enough to Nova Scotia.
Oh.
And you can just go there to eat potatoes.
It's a very important part of life.
Yeah. Because here we have Chinatown, so we have rice for all our starch.
We have potatoes. Yeah, I think we don't have potatoes. Like you could probably grow a potato in your backyard if you wanted to. Like a single potato.
I told you I could do it! I did it! So that that's the Bill Cosby Pokemon song.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about all this time. So welcome. What's up? What's been going on?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's February. Oh, it's the eve of the Oscars 2011.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't it usually happen in March?
I never remember.
It's always in March.
It always happens and I forget.
What was the best Oscar win you ever saw?
The best Oscar win?
Yeah.
Like if I were to give an award for the best Oscar win.
No, the one that you saw in the Oscars.
Oh. I don't know. You go first.
I don't know. I can't remember who won.
Who won anything last year? Who won last year?
The Hurt Locker won Best Picture.
What?
The Hurt Locker won Best Picture.
I predicted that.
And we saw it. We saw an Oscar movie before it became popular.
Oh yeah.
Before it was nominated.
Missed the first 5 minutes though.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Now, every time they release the list of Oscar movies, there's half of them that I never heard of.
Yeah, that's true.
But then everyone says, yeah, that movie was awesome.
How about this year? Did you see any of the nominees for Best Picture? You saw Inception?
What's coming out? What's Best Picture?
Inception.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, sci-fi-ish movie?
Well, it's not going to win.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
Exactly. It won't win. But, you know, they're still doing that, like, 10 movies
thing. Oh, yeah, okay.
So they can just say, oh, you got a nod. But you're not going to win. Forget about it.
Yeah.
But King's Speech, I think,
I've never heard of that.
One of the favorites.
Black Swan.
Black Swan. Toy Story 3 is in there. Just a nod again.
That should win.
It won't, though.
Because that made everybody cry.
When they were going to, yeah.
This is Woody. He's my favorite deputy.
What else?
That's it. Those are the only movies that came out.
No. What about True Grit?
Oh, I don't know.
Or did that come out this year?
I don't know. That came out last year. I still want to see that.
Okay, is that?
I saw a video where they're... Because apparently in True Grit, like, you can't really... The way Jeff Bridges talks, he's always kind of like... So they made a video where he mumbles through the... They took scenes, and he mumbles through the whole thing, and they had to put subtitles trying to guess at what he says. It's pretty funny.
Good stuff. Doesn't matter. Who's going to win?
I don't know.
King's Speech is going to win.
Oh, The Social Network.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw that either.
Me neither.
That's it.
I think people say it's either going to be Social Network or The King's Speech.
Yup.
Two great movies.
What about, I don't know.
What about Alice in Wonderland? That was pretty okay.
That was pretty okay.
I can't even, these days it's so hard to remember what movies we saw because so few of them are memorable.
And because I think most of the time I see a movie, it's more than 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's true too. So I guess the Oscars aren't a very big deal to us.
Yeah, because everything I see are those big blockbusters, and they come out between May and July.
What about that movie about black people? You went there, there was like a church or something.
Oh!
Church
group. That was so long ago. When was that?
Wasn't that last year?
Like December, January, something like that?
Maybe like early, really early.
It was
early
an old
year.
Movie, though.
Oh, okay.
Did I tell that story?
Probably. I think you did.
Yeah, that was a weird event.
That's good, though. I regret not making it.
I felt like being in a cult or something.
Good stuff. What else is going on? February's almost over. Did you have a good Chinese New Year?
I got $20.
Gong hei fa choy.
And that's it. I had dinner.
I'm not sure if I even had
dinner. It's my Chinese New Year. I just found out that Chinese New Year in China lasts like the whole month.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I wish it lasted.
It's like the something festival and everything's shut down. Well, not the whole month, but.
But for a while.
They have big celebrations everywhere. Yeah. It's weird. I always just thought it was one day.
Oh. Whole month. That's why you should go to China.
No.
Should go to China for that 1 year, month.
No. This, Derek, this is Black History Month.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Not Chinese.
I gotta worry about that.
Priorities.
Mm-hmm.
This is their month. We can't try to take it.
I know. Come on, China.
Share. When's Filipino History Month?
I don't know.
It's like Filipino History Hour.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
Hey, we actually released something.
Yeah.
It's called Treachery at Expo 10. It's a trailer for a movie that's coming out. Yep. In August.
Starring Victor Lucas
and a whole cast of, you know, famous and not famous people.
Yeah, that was cool. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, that was just Fan Expo footage.
Yeah.
And
what made you decide to do that with it?
I don't know. It was just... Oh, I think I used it. It was a shot of Victor Lucas just, like, standing with someone. I said, that's kind of an interesting shot. He looks evil. So he's like a bad guy. And then I crafted a small story in my head, and I made a trailer.
Yeah, so there's a little insight into Phil's creative process. He's a shot. That looks like a bad guy. I'm going to make a story about that.
Yeah. Well, what I had originally was a music video to some Devo song, and then it wasn't good, because I used up all the cool shots at the beginning in the intro of the song, and all I had left was people walking around.
The shot of Jude is the best. Yeah. It was like, it sounds so menacing, but it's just Jude and he's smiling.
Yeah, that was cool.
And Tron music?
Yeah, Tron music, music from Transformers 2.
Cool.
And that's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, so it was fun to edit.
No, it's hard to edit. Because how do you... like, you're trying to make a story out of clips that have no story and have nothing to do with each other.
Oh.
And you just have to do something.
Do something with what you got.
Yeah.
If you can do that, you should.
The shots of that... Aliens on Blu-ray woman. I have probably only like 3 shots of her. I had to reuse them over and over.
It's good though.
And by the end, I just said, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just throw in all these weird shots of people doing nothing. Yeah. What are they doing? My favorite is the guy with the itchy shirt.
What shirt?
There's a shot where there's a guy. His shirt says the itchy shirt. Oh. Remember when we were watching them play a Kinect?
Oh, yeah.
He was
yeah.
the guy. I just have this video of him with his arms up, like he's waving to someone, and he's just going like this. Yeah, nobody can see what I'm doing, but. Imagine he's hitting balls with his hands.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I still want to try Kinect.
I don't.
How about a 3DS?
Yes.
Coming out next month.
Yes.
You gonna get one?
Nope. Oh. There's no games to get.
Well, when there are games to get.
Are you going like to when? Like, the games they've announced I'm not interested in.
Like. Yeah.
Like, I don't want Ocarina of Time. I've played that.
What do you want? A little bit. You want a 3D new...
Give me a new Mario game.
New Mario game.
Yeah. That's what I want.
They'll probably do, like, Super Mario Sunshine
3D. I know. Don't stop releasing old games on 3DS. Give us new stuff.
I guess it's so hard to resist because people buy it.
I know. Anytime they re-release Ocarina of Time, people are going to get it.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
And why Street Fighter 4?
Because it's alright. Because again, it's like just a port. Just make it 3D and people will buy it.
If they put Marvel vs. Capcom 3 on it,
oh, I would buy it. I didn't that. Get that yet. I want to get that soon.
Oh,
I know. Everything I
hope for. This is boring. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Cut this part out.
Okay, I will.
So that was Treachery at Expo 10.
That was around 22 minutes. I will cut it. Cut something at 22 minutes, Derek, if you're listening. All right, what's upcoming? Low-budget Star Wars Episode 2.
Low-budget Star Wars Episode 2 is there.
So you started editing it?
Yeah, I did about a minute's worth.
Cool.
It's fun, though.
That's good.
Cordy. If you remember Episode 2, you know what we're talking about.
Go watch it again, Sue.
So my lady.
You can better appreciate the parody.
Like, as soon as the movie starts, you have the worst acting.
No.
Come, my lady, we have to go. Corday.
Corday.
My lady.
So how long do you think it's going to be?
20 minutes.
20 minutes, wow.
Under 20 minutes.
Under 20.
Okay. So that's being worked on. I don't know when it'll come out.
Cool.
And breakfast is still being worked on.
Yeah. If you read Twitter, you know now that Phil is taking over on working on breakfast.
I could do it. I have all the files.
You do?
Yeah. Because I had to capture them at my house because you couldn't do it for some reason. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Do you want to?
I could. I don't mind.
All right.
Then you do the rest of the music.
I will you want to swap?
We'll switch roles.
Okay. I can give you what I have done, but I think it's gotten to the point where it's like I can't do it.
I'll just do it on my own.
You can try to do it. It's
not two versions. We're gonna come out with two versions. Derek's version and my version.
It's easy in a sense because pretty much every shot there's only one or two takes.
I know,
but it's hard because it's like sometimes they're both bad. So it's just make of it what you can.
Well, that's exactly what I deal with in low-budget Star Wars.
Oh, so you can
there's a lot of times where it's just one or two takes, and they're either exactly the same or they're both not good. But it's funny because it's not good.
Awesome.
So you just take the worst of the two.
All right. So breakfast will probably come out sooner than you thought.
After March, we're going to have an onslaught of stuff.
That's right.
Because that's when school's over.
Oh, not for me, though.
Oh, yeah. And that's when...
Well, Phil will be busy.
Hopefully the snow will be gone by then, too.
Oh, yeah. I can film outside.
All the snow was melting, and then we got more snow last night.
Yeah.
I looked outside, and I was so sad.
It'll be okay.
Oh, we also... wasn't really on the site. We put up a little test clip of some of the new gear we got that we talked about last month.
Phil keeps getting new gear.
You can look at the 35mm adapter test on our YouTube channel.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah, more or less. See what you like. Tell us if you want to see a movie that looks like that.
What if they say no?
Oh,
they're just gonna not
use wasting it. My money.
Garbage.
That's right. I mean, tell us quick, because garbage day is tomorrow. So I need to know.
So what's the first thing we're gonna film with it?
I don't know. Didn't we talk about this last month?
Oh yeah,
something about the hippo thing? One. Yeah.
Okay.
and I've had an idea for a Generation Asthma music video.
Oh, cool.
Well, not one of the original songs, though. It'll be for Kiss the Girl.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a fun shoot.
Cause, now I'm nervous. Fun no, as I'll, in...
well, because all you have to do is just play the guitar and sing.
Oh, okay. That's your role.
Here's a teaser. Derek plays the guitar and sings. And that's all he does. That's it. And then there's other people, and they listen.
Other people as in nobody.
That's, yeah.
Well, cool.
That's cool.
That is cool.
It's fun to use.
Are you excited about, like, man.
Filming.
Moving forward and, like, filming.
Good stuff.
Stuff and stuff.
Yeah.
And I hear you're going to take some film courses, too.
Maybe. I'm going to take an editing course.
Cool. Like, where?
At Ryerson.
Ah.
They have these continuing education courses.
That's neat. You can take it and, like, go show them.
Show them a low-budget Star Wars. Look what I made out of nothing.
Like, this is still nothing.
Oh, I'm on the HV20 forums. It's, like, for the camera we have.
Yeah.
So it's obviously it's a whole bunch of, like, filmmakers there who more or less know what they're doing. A lot more than us. They make a lot of serious stuff. If you ever go there and look at footage, it's like, oh, you know, close-up shots of nature, and here's a test with my new gear, and it looks amazing, but I'm not really making anything.
I'll just keep testing my gear, then buying new gear to test that gear.
That's true. I always look for stuff about gear, and then people are like, how come I can always just find test footage? Like, where are the movies that people are making? They're buying so much stuff. They've got pictures of these gigantic thousands of dollar rigs, and all they have is test footage.
It's because
make a movie.
They really buy it just to make home movies.
I know.
To film their kids in the bathtub weird. And stuff. They can't just put that on YouTube.
Yeah, like they take their $25,000 red high definition camera. Okay, honey, just let me get in focus here. Let me set the lights properly. Okay, now act silly.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too.
Shaky cam.
Okay, now open the present. Now open the present.
Yeah.
Blow out the candle. Let's go. Okay, now let me get a close-up shot of the ribbon.
Well, see, that's going to be Phil someday.
It's family dinner time.
Yeah.
And action.
See, we're going to make use of it, right?
Yeah.
We have to now.
We have to. Everything's just going to... I'm just going to be pulling focus on every single shot. It'll look amazing.
So is it going to be even harder now? Like, are you going to have to be, like, behind the camera all the time?
More or less. If the camera's moving...
So is it going to be, like, just me in all the movies?
No more two-person like, movies. I wouldn't use this in every movie. I don't think it'll look good for every movie.
Oh, okay.
Because it's... yeah, if we're doing comedy stuff all the time. And it just doesn't... matter.
Well, time to do something serious.
No.
Like nature shots.
No. That's so boring. Anyway, what was I talking? I was mentioning I put this on there because to see like what the reactions of all these people would be, mm-hmm. these serious filmmakers.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were kind of like these weird backhanded comments where they're like, that was so incredibly stupid, but I loved it.
What?
Why are like, they... that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen here, but I can't stop watching. And there's one where the guy was like, your videos are like chips. I'd be embarrassed to be seen gorging on them, yet once I start, I can't stop. Thank you.
Which videos?
Oh, I put up, first I put up J-Bang. I tried to explain the whole thing so they could at least see, like, yeah. Okay, they did it in a certain amount of time, and maybe that's why it's not so good.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that's stupid, but pretty funny.
I love it.
And I put up Draenor.
Ah.
So I may test out a few. I was going to put up Parkour next.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see what they think of that one.
Okay. See, now you have to make something to impress those guys.
They're already impressed.
Oh, let me tell you where it's not like, this is stupid, but I like it.
No.
And they'll be like, this is like so moving, but I hate it.
Because I hate seeing when people try to make their serious movies and they turn out so corny.
Yeah, it's true.
They go, God, this was my high school project, and we're filming Great Expectations. And, yeah.
It was so emotional, so very emotional.
You get, like, these 16-year-olds, I hate you! Shut up, girl! And then they put in, like, the corniest film music they can find. The Spider-Man theme or something like that.
Do, 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 do,
yeah. Do, 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 do.
It's like a Romeo and Juliet in English class.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was awesome. You bird catcher.
I still have that. Or have scans of about half of the pages of
our Romeo and Juliet script. I have it somewhere on my hard drive.
Horrible.
Horribly awesome. It's so horrible, but I love it.
I wonder if I should... wonder what else I should post there.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Make something new.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway. So. Film-wise, do you always see yourself doing just, like, comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like, stupid stuff.
Like, stupid? Specifically stupid? Well, I don't have to say like, stupid.
Like,
you know, like, silly like, comedy.
I like comedies, but yeah. I don't think I'd ever do, like, the Hollywood comedies.
Yeah.
Like, The Hangover.
Or, yeah. So what like, would you do if it was, like, if you had, like, if you ended up being, like, a Hollywood director? Like, Phil, you could do whatever you want. What kind of movie are you going to make?
I would get Tim Allen and Ricky Gervais in a room. I would say, let's write something. Here's, okay, I'll tell them. This is what we're going to go to, like, to Walmart. We're going to close our eyes and spin around and point at something. Whatever we point at, we have to put that in the movie. And it has, just like our film challenges. Because that's when the funniest stuff comes out.
Ah.
So, Ricky Gervais points at the new Barbie doll.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. And then we'll write stuff. And then we'll, that'll be it.
Cool.
He was on The Simpsons recently.
Was he? That wasn't recently. That was like 3 years ago.
No, he was on it again.
Oh, he was?
Was it The Simpsons?
I thought he wrote one too.
Yeah, he wrote the one that he starred in before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was in a recent episode.
Oh, I didn't see.
Where they had a whole bunch of different guest stars. Hmm. Oh, it was last week when they brought back the Angry Dad thing.
Oh.
And some guy comes along and says, yeah, we have the rights to Angry Dad and we want to make it into a feature film. So then, well, it doesn't work out and they start putting it on all the short film circuits. And then eventually they start winning all these awards and they go to the Oscars and or the Globe and whoever, the Globe and Mails.
The Globe and Mails.
Golden Globes. And Ricky Gervais is there. Oh, okay. He's always the host for some reason now. All
right.
So that's all we've got going on.
That's what we got going on. So, movies, games, etc.
Mm-hmm. You been playing any games?
Yeah, I have. I've been playing Rhythm Heaven for the DS.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
I finally got it because it was $10 at your homeland, Best Buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's fun. It's kind of hard though.
That's
cool. You should try it sometime.
I don't know. I'm tired of those kinds of games.
But yeah.
Dance games, music games. I'm not really into that anymore.
What are you into?
I don't know.
Fighting games.
Fighting games.
NBA Jam games.
Yeah. Pretty much. I haven't been playing anything new. Oh, no, wait. Oh, I got more into Sonic Colors.
Oh, yeah?
That's fun.
Cool.
But I already talked about it last time. There's not much more to say.
Yeah, yeah. So, DS stuff.
Run around.
3DS coming soon.
3DS.
If you get a 3DS, email us at phil@catamaranthing.com and tell us how much you like it. Movies?
I saw Notorious, finally.
Oh, how was it?
It's alright.
How was the guy who played P. Diddy?
I mean, really bad. Everybody except the guy who played Notorious B.I.G. didn't feel like they were their character at all. They just had their name. Like, Tupac was just some bald guy. It's weird.
Oh, man.
I learned stuff about his life. That was interesting.
Yeah, he had an interesting life.
Sort of.
Do you now you listen to Biggie and like feel more personal connection to it?
After the movie, I tried to listen to more of his music, and I found it really boring. Oh. I only know like two songs.
Biggie.
Yeah, that's the only that one, and like
the one where he was dead already, right? With like Puff Daddy and Mace flying in space or something.
I don't know. What is that?
Wasn't that like, More Money, More Problems?
Oh, yeah. I think that was a Mace song.
Oh. No.
That was a B.I.G. song.
But I think he was dead already, because he wasn't in the video.
Yeah, because his second album came out after he died.
Yeah.
Or right before he died or something.
That was a weird time to be alive.
I know.
Mace was so popular.
Mace like quit after a while.
But then he came back.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember when Danny got the Mace CD for his birthday, his mom took it away because that said it was explicit lyrics.
Aw, that's too bad.
Mace.
Mace Windu.
Mace's rapping was all like...
we used to make fun of him. Mace.
Bad boy.
That's what made him special. No one else rapped like that.
Yeah. And he wore like green tracksuits.
Maybe we reminisce too much on these podcasts. Let's talk about the future.
I learned from the movie. Well, I didn't really learn. I thought I was going to. Do you remember the whole East Coast, West Coast rap thing?
Yeah.
Do you know how that got started?
No.
They don't know in the movie either. So apparently, Tupac was visiting Biggie. They're good friends.
Mm-hmm.
He's visiting him in New York. And then someone shot him in the lobby. Wow. And for some reason, he blamed it on Puff Daddy and Biggie Smalls. And then he was mad at them for the rest of his life. And I don't know why. Why would he think that? So I thought, okay, it's the movie. They just didn't do it well. So I look on Wikipedia. And it says the same thing. He got shot, then he blamed them. End of story.
You should have been in the way, so I wouldn't have got shot.
Oh well.
That's the way it goes. Well, so one day, I'm going to go visit Phil at his house. Then I'm going to get shot. And I'm going to blame Phil. If I didn't come to visit Phil, I wouldn't have got shot. So it's obviously Phil's fault. I'm going to hate him for the rest of my life.
It's a conspiracy, man.
Yeah. I'm going to make a diss track about Phil.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have like album battles.
That's like the stupidest thing to me.
I'll just do a mouth song, man.
Oh, man.
I saw Being John Malkovich for the first time.
Oh, I saw that.
It's a bizarre movie.
That's a weird movie. It's kind of neat, though.
It's creepy.
But it is creepy.
Like, the ending is so creepy.
I know.
But it was funny when it's like, yeah, I don't want to be an actor anymore.
Yeah.
I want to be a puppeteer and grow up my hair and look like the weirdest guy.
That's good stuff.
Good movie. John Cusack, my favorite actor.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her at first.
She's like crazy hair. It's good stuff.
So bizarre.
So bizarre.
That's it. You see any other movies? I got the Netflix free trial. That's why I watched those movies.
Oh yeah, I had that for a little while too.
I canceled it though. Yeah, so I didn't really use it. And the Canadian one, you can't find many movies.
Yeah, not a great selection.
It was here, like, yeah, on Netflix, I can watch, like, The Social Network.
That's, like, the American
Netflix. So I looked it up, and, oh, not available. Okay. Every popular movie is not available.
Pretty much.
To settle for all the garbage.
I watched Rugrats Season 1. I watched some of that.
Well, that's a good show.
Yeah.
They don't have much else.
I know.
I saw Weird Science. That's such a horrible movie.
You know what we should go watch? Drive Angry.
What is that?
It's Nicolas Cage in a movie about cars and he's angry.
Gone in 60 Seconds?
No. The sequel, Drive Angry. He's been in like a movie every month this year.
Yeah.
Is he going broke or something?
I heard someone mention that he filed for bankruptcy.
Oh.
He's doing another Ghost Rider movie.
No, he has to take on like every single script that comes his way.
Yeah.
So he can make money.
In this movie, there was a news article where, in this movie, I'd play Johnny Blaze and the Spirit of Vengeance. It's like a dual role. Do your best Nicolas Cage impression.
It's hard. How does he
do his impression from Drive Crazy or whatever?
I don't know what he sounds like in that movie.
Or from
I did my adaptation. Impression of him in Face Off.
Face Off. No, that was bad.
That was awesome.
I want a face.
What good movies did you see him in? Face Off?
No.
Face Off
wasn't that good.
It was good.
It was only good when they shot guns at each other.
Yeah, it was good. But they didn't shoot guns.
Stupid. Too. And he cut off my face.
And then they pulls out his face and like puts it in a jar.
Yeah.
It's good.
How does that work?
And then when all the doves fly and stuff, like all the John Woo movies.
Yeah. You just walk through a bunch of birds in slow motion, and they'll fly away.
Oh, one that was kind of good was Matchstick Men.
Oh.
Did you see that one?
No, but that was one I was trying to think of.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. That's it.
I don't like Nicolas Cage.
The Rock.
He's in The Rock?
He's like the main guy.
Yeah.
Stanley Goodspeed.
Yeah, I remember that now.
That one was okay.
Sort of. That was alright.
Con Air.
Never saw Con Air.
He has long hair in it. That's all I remember.
He's a good actor.
He has a wide range.
I know.
He should have a Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad in that. I think he tried to make his character sound weird, but he already sounds pretty weird normally.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's doubly weird.
All right.
Come on, hey girl, let's go back to the lair.
That was a pretty good impression.
But that wasn't Nicolas Cage impression. That was Big Daddy impression.
Right. Kind of nothing recommends. We're zooming through today because I'm sick again. I'm pretty much either sick or about to get sick.
Oh, man.
There's no, I mean like all these past months.
Oh, man.
Those are the only two phases I can go through. Which kind of sucks, but it's the way it goes. So you get for working with kindergartners.
I know.
It's always like, hands out of your nose, please. Hands away from there. Hands
wipe
out of your
it,
mouth.
Please.
Hands out of your nose, please. Wash your hands after you go to the washroom. Hands out of your nose. And then they like holding hands and stuff like, oh man, stop it.
Form a circle of germs.
I know.
Yeah. All around the mulberry bush. That's the way Derek sees it. He walks into the room. The kids are like playing in a circle. It's like everything goes in slow motion, and all he sees is bacteria all around the mulberry bush. And in the background, he starts hearing. Next thing he knows, he's lying in a hospital bed, and all the kids are around him. Feel better, Derek.
But yeah, it's fun. But I don't know. Do you like, would you say high school teachers also get sick quite a bit?
No.
Because my sister's boyfriend's sister, she's a high school teacher, and she gets sick quite a bit. You guys get like the same amount of sick days and stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't notice anybody ever get sick.
Oh. Maybe it's because you went to a Catholic school.
I didn't.
Oh. Maybe it's because you went to a public school.
Yeah.
So they're more...
Because, see, in a public school, they're allowed to wear their own clothes. Oh. Whereas in a Catholic school, they have to wear the same clothes every day. How can you waste all that water washing every single day?
Right.
So they wear these sweaty, gross clothes all the time.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah. And you have to wear the sweater. And it's so hot, you're sweating all the time.
You get the vest.
So hot, you're sweating all the time.
The vest and the golf shirt.
You have to tuck in your shirt to trap all the heat.
Uniforms.
So I recommend...
You recommend public school?
No.
What do you recommend?
I don't know. I had something before. I can't remember it now.
I recommend... I recommend Ricola.
What? What's Ricola?
If you ever have a sore throat... Remember the ads? Ricola.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's that herbal...
That was like tea or something.
Cough drop thing. They're pretty nice, and they're all natural.
You.
What? All natural doesn't mean it's like pee.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about? Why'd you say ew?
I recommend, Oh, I remember. I recommend armorgames.com.
Okay.
And play the game. Have you heard of Armor Games?
No.
Wow. Armor Games is like a nice Newgrounds.
Oh.
Where they have lots of Flash-based games. There's tons of them there. A lot of good stuff.
Cool.
Every time I'm bored, I just go there and I play a game, a puzzle game or something. I recommend the game called Corporation Inc. Uh-huh. Corporation Incorporated. Where you get to manage you get to build a corporation up from the ground. Basically, you start off with like one little block of offices.
Yeah.
And you hire people, and then you furnish it, and you build new things.
What about this one? Sugar.
No.
Why?
I don't play them unless they have a rating of 8 out of 10 or higher.
This one's gotta be good. Draw with your mouse to get enough sugar in the cup.
Doesn't sound good.
I'm drawing lines, and now, see? That's pretty cool.
There's a game I called. Oh, there's a really fun one called, I think it's called Achievement Hunter.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's one level, and you just have to do all sorts of stupid things to get achievements. It's fun.
Like what kind of stuff?
Like, jump 50 times. Press down on the keyboard 12 times. So there's a whole list of them. They name them weird things, I guess, like they do in Xbox.
Yeah.
And you have to try to figure out what it is. And it's, cool. It's a lot of stuff like that. Like, run into the spikes on the left side of the screen.
That's pretty neat.
It's really fun. And there's another one that's like that. It's by the same guy. He always makes these games using a little elephant that you play as. So the other one is... called This Game Only Has One Level, and it's kind of the same thing where you just have to, you go, every level is basically the same layout, but it's slightly different every time. So you have to try to, the basic idea of each level is you have to hit a button and it opens a door, and then you go through the door, but sometimes the button doesn't do the same thing all the time.
Oh,
sometimes you have to take an invisible route that you can't see.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Or it becomes dark. Or left becomes right.
Do you think you would have ever been interested in game design?
No.
Oh.
I don't think I have ideas for that.
Oh. What do you have the most ideas for?
Nothing.
Film test videos.
Film test videos. So which tree can I film this time? How close up can I make it?
That'd be good. I also recommend the Logitech Harmony remote.
Oh, yeah, you got... How much did that cost you?
I don't know. My parents bought it. Like
$300?
No, I think it was less than that.
I wonder how much I can get one for.
I don't know what it was. I don't think it was 300 like that.
Is it good? What does it control? TV?
TV, PS3? AV, not the PS3. Oh! And needs a Bluetooth attachment to control the PS3. It can turn on the Xbox, though, but not the Wii.
DVD player?
And DVD player, yeah.
Does everything have to be connected to the receiver, or what?
No, it's just, it can all be independent.
Cool.
You just set it up on your computer. And it's pretty awesome. Push one button and everything turns on, instead of having four remotes like I used to have.
I don't have enough remotes to
justify that yet.
That, yeah. I have two at most.
That's not bad.
It's kind of hard to mix up like the VCR remote with something else.
Still have a VCR?
Mm-hmm.
You ever use it?
Yeah, last month I said I watched Casper.
Oh, yeah.
I need my VCR to play the Power Rangers movie.
Oh, of course.
I still like to watch that every once in a while.
Oh, good.
Oh, the new Power Rangers series started.
Oh, what's it about?
It's called Power Rangers Samurai.
Oh.
And it's really not that good.
Oh.
The acting's so horrible.
What, is there any Zordon in these anymore?
No.
Is there any hint of, like, the old Power Rangers?
Yeah, actually, they're... Because it went back to Saban, right? Who did the original Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So they tried to put in all these little nostalgic things. Like the theme song is a heavy metal remix of the original song. So it starts off like... Yeah.
Cool.
And then while they're singing Go-Go Power Rangers, instead of like... You hear more like...
Awesome.
And they brought Bulk back.
The same guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then instead of Skull, they have this guy named Spike, who's apparently Skull's son. And he talks like this all the entire show. It's really annoying.
Awesome.
So don't watch that.
Oh.
I'm gonna watch it all, but it's really annoying. Mm.
Not a lot to watch on TV these days.
No.
Just Franklin.
Smallville's ending.
And Wizards of Waverly Place.
What? You watch that? I see it sometimes.
I've seen it once or twice.
Usually if I'm eating lunch at home, like around 12 o'clock, it's yeah. on. So yeah. I watch that in between commercials. If Family Feud is on commercials and whatever on Food Network is on commercials at the same time, then I go to Wizards of Waverly Place.
It's one of the better bad shows on Family, on Disney.
It's still bad.
It's still bad, but it's not as bad.
Hey, Alex, what kind of trouble can we get into today? Well, I'm a troublemaker.
The best is still Smart Guy.
He's a smart guy.
Especially the one with the pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a weird episode.
Was that... Oh, yeah, that was Smart Guy. No, for some reason, my mind went to Cory in the House.
No, that would just be even worse. Dude, that's the worst one.
Then he would meet the pedophile and be like, da-da-da!
Oh, God. That's the worst of this.
TJ shows. Met some older guy in the chat room.
Yeah.
Hey, I got video games.
Yeah.
Wow, mister...
Like, we have some video games. These boys even took their shirts off when they
went. Remember, he's like, games. Oh, I'm making my own video game.
Oh, yeah,
it's about surfing.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta get into your bathing suit to surf. Okay, sir.
TJ, no, what are you doing? No, he didn't do it. He was smart. He was the smart guy. He said, let's get out of here, Denise.
Denise. Was it Denise from Full House?
No, whoever
that would
it was.
Be awesome.
Maybe it was. I don't know. Some girl. Or some guy, I don't know.
My name's Denise. She was like one of those snappy black girls.
Yeah. That's what Full House needed, a little bit of edge.
from the two black kids.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Smart Guy and Cory in the House are not on anymore.
Oh, really?
I'm sad.
Aw. Wizards of Waverly Place replaced. Oh,
there's not enough black people in that show.
I don't think there are any. But they have the Spanish. Isn't she like Latino?
They're all like Latino.
Not
did you know
dad.
The mom was the one who did hot girl's voice in Justice League.
Oh, wow.
Listen to her voice closely. It's pretty much hot girl.
Wow. Cool.
Just don't imagine her like, you're making sandwiches in our submarine thing, restaurant.
Or submarine, yeah.
Speaking of Justice League,
that's it.
No, one of the writers who was there throughout the entire series died recently.
Aww.
Dwayne McDuffie.
That's too bad.
Yeah. He created a Static Shock.
Like the electricity?
No, the character. Remember that show? It's like a black superhero who shocks people.
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh. Yeah.
I remember Justice League, though.
Yeah, he had a big part in Justice League.
Cool.
So, goodbye, Dwayne McDuffie.
Goodbye.
You are too young.
Oh, is that who you were saying? Rest in peace?
Yeah.
Oh.
He wrote the first comic book I ever read. Oh. It's like one of these cheesy Spider-Man don't do drugs issues that apparently they gave out to the police to hand out to kids at schools.
Awesome.
It's called, look it up, it's called Skating on Thin Ice. Peter travels to Winnipeg to do some story about some hockey player kids.
Yeah.
And he runs into Electro there, who's like trafficking drugs inside hockey pucks. And the kids find them. So Spider-Man has to stop Electro and teach the kids about drugs.
Wow.
And it ends on a cliffhanger. It's supposed to be an issue 2, which I never had.
That sounds pretty good.
Written by Dwayne McDuffie. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Ken emails.
Ken emails. We have to make a sad version of it now.
I know.
Ken
emails. It's not sad anymore. I mean, I don't think we really expect emails anymore.
But it's fun to get emails.
It is fun, but it doesn't happen anymore. It's okay. If you'd see us do something else monthly,
hey, give us
an email.
Give us ideas for what to do for the podcast.
Sure.
Because maybe you're getting bored of just listening to people talk.
Maybe they, I know, they're it's kind of divided, but some people like the video podcast. When we go places and stuff.
Who said that?
I think Robin liked the one when we went to the mall.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could do that.
Go to the mall. I don't know. I guess after 55 podcasts, kind of run out of ideas.
Yeah.
It's almost like,
55 podcasts and not really doing much anymore.
It's like the shows, you know, where they have to, like, introduce a new hip character.
Poochie.
A Poochie.
We need a Poochie. That's it.
That's it for...
Well, for this month's podcast, we will end it on
a sad note.
Derek has some words of wisdom this month for you.
I do. I'm going to wait until so we can finish right on 1 hour. Oh, but I'm going to cut out the other stuff, so it won't be an hour. That sucks. Don't get your hopes up. That's my advice.